Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Hey, Apple Visers, Tyler here with a demonstration and walkthrough of Pages for Mac. Pages, along with the presentation app Keynote and spreadsheet app Numbers, comprises the iWork suite, Apple's answer to Microsoft Office. If you're new to the Mac or are wondering about productivity on the Mac, one of the questions you probably have is iWork versus Office. To start, in giving my recommendations, I would say that your needs vary and you know your needs better than I do. So if there's a particular feature that you need that one has and the other doesn't, I'd recommend going with the one that has it. Now to go into some pros and cons. Both are accessible with VoiceOver once you know how to use them. Pages, along with the other iWork apps, come free on the Mac. If you don't have them on your Mac, you can download them from the App Store. Microsoft Office can be purchased, and it might be provided to you at no additional cost if you have a school or business account. Pages can read documents made in Word format and can convert documents that you've created in Pages into Word. Microsoft Word cannot natively interpret Pages documents, either opening them or saving them. This is why if you're in an environment where Word is primarily used and you don't want to do any conversions and want to be on the same page as anyone else using Word in your environment, that's why I would recommend Word. Otherwise, I'd recommend giving Pages a shot. Finally, before I get into this tutorial, the functionality of Pages is extensive, and thus I will not be going over everything that can possibly be done in this app. However, I've been using Pages for some years now. I started in 2009 when Pages first became accessible, and at that point I was in 7th grade. Between then and now, Pages has gotten me through middle school, high school, and college. In my word processing, I have done many common tasks that you may be looking to do if you are using Pages as well. So that's what I'll be demonstrating. If you have additional questions or want me to demonstrate other features of Pages, feel free to sound off in the comments. So I'm going to open Pages now on my Mac. And the easiest way to do that is I'm going to ask Siri, open Pages.
Open Pages, open window, list view, table, has keyboard focus.
So when I open Pages, it came up to the open dialog. This may be different for you. If you've opened Pages for the first time, you may get a welcome screen. Or if you've updated Pages, you may get a what's new screen. In that case, just hit continue. If you get an option to create a new document, just hit that. And this is where I will stop interacting with the table.
Out of scroll area.
And in that case, it gets out of the scroll area. And I will VL write to new document.
New document button. Untitled window. Body edit text.
So I'm in the untitled window focused on the body. This may be different for you because you may get a template chooser. From my experience, the custom templates are not usable with VoiceOver. Or if they are, I have not figured out how to use them. That is why I choose the blank template. So if you choose blank, you should appear where I am now at the untitled window focused on the body. Now before I go into the interface, I'll go into the preferences and give you a few tips of some settings that I use to streamline my productivity in the Pages app. So I'm going to press Command Comma for Preferences.
Preferences. General.
So I'm in General, so I'll go to focus on the toolbar.
Toolbar.
And VL right.
For new documents.
For new documents.
Show template chooser, radio.
Show template chooser, which is the default, or if I VL right again.
Use template blank, selected radio button, 2 of 2.
Use template blank. That is what I choose. Because I don't use any other templates, I don't have to be burdened with the template chooser each time. Anytime I hit new document, it just comes up with a blank document. So if you're the same way, I'd recommend hitting this option. So that's one setting. And another setting that I tend to recommend is under the auto correction panel. So I'm going to go to the toolbar.
Toolbar. In toolbar. Three items, general.
And go to auto correction.
Auto correction. Auto correction button.
And get out of the toolbar.
Out of tool. Spelling. Correct spelling automatically. Checkbox.
Correct spelling automatically. That is checked by default. And basically, from my understanding, it is an extension of existing macOS autocorrect technology. Basically, if you spell a word wrong, it will try to guess, and if it's confident enough, based on its own algorithms, it will correct the word automatically. Obviously, if you do use this option, I recommend proofreading your document before you print it or transmit it to make sure that nothing has been inadvertently autocorrected. So I'm going to write some more.
Ignored words button. Capitalize words automatically, unchecked, checkbox, formatting. Automatically detect lists, unchecked, checkbox.
Automatically detect lists. I have this unchecked. Pages can automatically detect if you are trying to type in a list. However, I find this a little annoying because, well, for one, if I'm making a numbered document, I say one and then I type whatever is in that space and then I go down and type the number two. There may already be 1, 2, 3, and that may distort the document or be confusing to someone reading it. And also, I find that if it automatically detects if I'm trying to make a list, as I move up and down through the document, VoiceOver will continuously say, entered list 1, exited list, entered list, exited list. I find that annoying, and I don't work with lists enough where I would need it to automatically detect if I was in a list. Therefore, I deselect this option. Now, there are a ton of settings in these three panels, general, rulers, and autocorrection, which you can explore. Now that I've showed you my tips, I'm going to get out of the window by pressing Command-W.
Close. Untitled. Window. Body. Edit text.
So now I'm in the body in the untitled window. So the VoiceOver hint, if you queried it, would say that you're on a text field inside of a page, which isn't particularly helpful. But basically what it's trying to say is that you're in an element, in an interactable element. And that's where in the Pages interface, like a lot of other apps, requires some interaction. So to get a sense of the interface, I'm going to press VO left arrow.
Header group.
The header. So if I interact with that.
Left header, edit text.
We have the left arrow, or the left header, rather. If I VO right.
Center head.
Center header.
Right.
VO right again.
Header.
We have the right header. Stop interacting with that.
Out of header group. Body, edit.
VO right to the body.
Footer group.
If I VO right to the footer, and you have the same thing if you interact. Left footer, center footer, and right footer. I'm going to get out of that by stop interacting with the page.
Out of page one. Summary. Page one.
And if I VO left.
Page one.
Or VO right.
Page one.
There's nothing there because the only thing I have is page one. If I had page two or page three, I could VO left and right to get to that page's element. But I'm going to press VO shift up arrow again to get out of the document layout area.
Out of document layout area.
If I go right.
0 words. Pop-up button.
That is the word count, which is 0 words because it's an empty document. If you're not seeing this, you can choose from the View menu. You can press VOM and go to the View menu and choose Show Word Count or press Command-Shift-W. If I VO right again.
Vertical splitter.
You have a vertical splitter.
Formatter group.
And the formatter. And if you don't see the formatter, you can expand the vertical splitter. So I'm going to VO left because the formatter is at the rightmost of the window. So I'm going to VO left.
Vertical splitter. 0 words. Body. Edit.
And I'm going to get out. For whatever reason, after I VO left past the word count, it automatically interacts me into the body. I don't want to do that, so I'm going to stop interacting.
Out of page. Out of document. Toolbar.
And now we have the toolbar, which holds a number of options for formatting and media, etc.
Document actions. Dimmed. Menu button.
Document actions, which we'll get into later.
Untitled.
Untitled, which is the name of the document, and thus the name of the window, and then
full screen.
Full screen, minimize, close, which are the window controls. So I'm going to go back to the body. Now you may be wondering why I'm not using hotspots. And as of the time of this recording, which is August of 2018, there was a bug where if I use a hotspot, for example, if I'm focused on the name of the window, which is untitled, and then say I had the body as hotspot 1, I would press VOF1 and the voiceover cursor would appear to jump to it, but the keyboard focus wouldn't. So I wouldn't be able to type anything without having to press the tab key and then shift tabbing back to the body, which is sort of counterproductive when I'm trying to streamline my efficiency and navigation in the app. That's why I don't use hotspots. So I'm going to go back to the body.
Untitled. Document action. Toolbar. Document. Layout area.
By interacting with the layout area. Interacting with the page.
Body. Edit.
With
text.
The body. So now I am in the body. So I'm going to start typing.
Body. T. A. I. S. 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 A. Space D E L O N S T R A T I O N space P A G E S cop space X space D O C U N E X space A space I space A M S R E A T delete E F G space F O space E space E F P R E F S P E R P O F E space purpose space F space F P O D C A S T period space.
So that sentence didn't make a great deal of sense, but for the demonstration, if I press the up arrow.
This is a demonstration of pages, a document that I am creating for the express purpose of this.
And then I press the down arrow.
Podcast.
Because it up and down arrow, by default, moves by line, so the word podcast went onto the second line. If I press the left arrow, predictably,
space,
I move
period,
to the character.
T-S-A-C-D-O-P.
If I press option left.
This. Of.
Move by word. If I press option right
of this podcast,
it moves me to the next word.
Period space.
If I press the command up arrow, and it's not as well demonstrated in a short document, but if I press command up arrow,
this,
it moves to the top of the document. Press command down arrow
space
moves to the bottom of the document. Now, of course, you can type, or you can also use dictation. So, in my case, by default, the dictation command is the function key twice. If you've never used it before, you may get a prompt to set it up or be offered to use enhanced dictation, which is basically a feature that basically downloads the dictation service so that you can dictate while offline and your dictation data is not sent to Apple servers for processing. So I'm going to press the function key twice now. I am continuing to dictate in this document, period. I would say that the weather in Maine, comma, which is where I am right now, comma, is about 70 degrees, period. It is the end of the summer, comma, and the weather is warm, comma, but not as hot as it was in July, period.
I am continuing to dictate in this document. I would say that the weather in Maine, which is where I am right now, is about 70 degrees. It is the end of the summer, and the weather is warm, but not as hot as it was in July, body.
Okay, so that is what I dictated, and to stop dictating, I just pressed the function key again once. So now that I've gotten I'll focus the arrow keys with the left
period,
and right.
Period, period.
And I'll put a space.
Space.
So that is a basic idea of how to type and dictate. But what if I want to do some formatting? So to do this, I will jump to the top of the document.
This. T.
And I'll create a new line.
New line.
And I will put my name, Tyler.
T-Y-L-E-R, space. New line.
And another new line, and say for a title, testing.
T-E-S-T-I-N-G, space. New line.
So, sometimes, particularly if you're writing an essay or something where you want your text to be aligned a certain way, you may want your name aligned, for example, on the left. So I'm going to jump up to my name.
Tyler. T.
And because I'm at the very leftmost of the document, I'm going to press shift option right arrow to select the word Tyler.
Tyler. Selected.
And to align left, I'm going to press command left brace, which is command shift left bracket.
Align left checked.
Okay, so that's align left. Left. And to verify, I could press the left
Tyler,
arrow
T,
key
Y-L.
To focus on the word with the insertion point, and press VOT to read the text attributes.
11.0 Tikanoia, black, align left.
So now I'm going to go to the next line.
Body, testing.
Testing.
New space, new line.
And select that word.
Testing. Selected.
And to align its center for the title, I press Command Vertical Line, or Command Backslash. Command Shift Backslash, rather.
Align center, checked. Align left.
And to verify, I would move the arrow keys.
Testing. T. E. S. T.
And press VOT to read the text attributes.
11.0 Tikanoia, black, align center.
So that's a basic overview of how to align left or center. And if you want to align right, press Command Right Brace or Command Shift Right Bracket. So I'm going to jump to the bottom of the document now.
Body, space, space.
The last element of the document. So what if I want to do paragraph styles? If I want to do headings and such? So I'm going to go new line.
New line.
And type the word intro.
I-N-T-R-O space.
And I'll select that word now.
Intro. Selected.
And to make that a heading, I'm going to stop interacting with the document.
Out of page one.
Out of page one.
Out of document.
Out of document.
One word.
And as a VRA, you may notice it says one word. That's because I've selected one word, and so it tells you how many words have been selected in the word count if you've selected text. So I'm going to VL write some more.
Vertical formatter group.
Into the formatter. I'm going to interact with the formatter.
Body selected. Paragraph styles button.
And VL write to the body selected. Paragraph styles button. I'm going to select that.
New style button.
And it's focused on the new style.
Paragraph styles. New style button.
And VL write.
Paragraph styles table.
And interact with the paragraph styles table. VL shift down arrow.
In paragraph styles table. Title radio button, row 1.
Title, but I'm going to VL right.
Subtitle radio button. Heading radio button.
And select heading.
Heading selected, paragraph styles.
And I'm going to stop interacting with the formatter.
Out of formatter group.
Go back to the body.
Vert 1 word document, light in document, light in body, intro, intro, in space.
So if I go new line.
New line.
And start typing.
Body, T, A, T, space.
And notice how it said body. That indicates that I've made the heading and that I am now typing in what is considered, what Pages is interpreting as the body, and so VoiceOver is reflecting that announcement. So I'm continuing to type.
A S space A space D E N S T R A T I O N S S P A R A G R A P H S S T Y L E S space N S P A G E S period space.
So if I VO, or rather, press the up arrow.
Heading, intro.
And then press the down arrow.
Body, that was a demonstration of paragraph styles and pages.
VoiceOver will announce what's a heading and what's a body. And if you use the title or the subtitle, VoiceOver will announce those paragraph styles. So I'm going to jump back to the top of the document with command up arrow.
Tyler.
So if you want to navigate to specific headings, I find that the most reliable way is to use VOU. I found that using the VO command, left and right arrow keys for the rotor or the trackpad rotor can be a little unreliable for whatever reason. And I find that VOU is the most reliable. So I'm going to press VOU now.
Bookmarks menu.
Bookmarks, I'm going to press right arrow.
No items in misspelled menu.
And it doesn't always announce.
Headings menu.
Headings. So.
Intro.
Intro. That's a heading. I'm going to press VO space.
Heading. Intro.
And now I've jumped down to the intro. If I press.
Body. That was a demonstration of paragraph styles and pages.
That was a demonstration of paragraph styles and pages, which is what I typed, meaning it jumped down as I navigated by the rotor setting. So now that you've created your document and done some formatting, you can do some spell check with either command semicolon to find misspelled words or command colon for the full spell check and grammar check window. However, I've found that the macOS spelling and grammar check can be hit or miss for whatever reason. Also, another tip is if you are looking to find a particular string of text, as of the time of recording, August of 2018, there is a bug where VOF, the voiceover command to find particular text, does not seem to find anything at all. So therefore, if you want to find text, use Command F, which is the general macOS command for find and replace. Press Command F, type in the search field. VoiceOver will announce if it finds a text string. If it's not the string you're looking for, hit the Find Next button, and once you find what you want, close the window and interact with the text. It's a little clunky, but it works when you need it. That's what I found. Another thing that you'd want to do is maybe you want to have some spacing changes. For example, if you're writing an essay, and sometimes things teachers or professors will request that essays be double-spaced. So to do that, I don't know if you need to do this, but because I'm completely blind, I don't know at the end of the day how text is formatted. I just know by the feedback that VoiceOver provides and the feedback I get from people who read my documents. So I select all text with Command A.
Selected, Tyler, testing.
So all text has been selected. I'm going to get out of the body field.
Out of 78 words.
78 words.
Vertical split.
I'll go to the formatter.
Formatter group. In formatter group.
Interacting.
Six items.
Formatter.
Text. Select. Multiple selected. Paragraph styles button. Style. Layout. More. Radio. Text formatter. Scroll area.
The text formatter. Scroll area. I'm going to interact.
In text formatter. Scroll area. 28 items. Font. Helvetica Noia. Font family. Pop-up button.
Now currently the font is selected to Helvetica Noia. If I wanted to change that, I would just VO space on this pop-up button.
Menu space, Helvetica Noia.
And if I wanted to change it to, for example, Times New Roman, I'd press T.
Times New Roman.
Select that.
Times New Roman.
And if I wanted to change the point, so the text size, I'd VO right.
Multiple, font, 11 point.
Change
T.
11 point.
One, space, delete one. 2. Selected. 12 point. Content selected.
Point. Times 12 Roman. And I'm going to continue to VO right.
Font style. Black zero. Character style. Font style. Alignment. Horizontal alignment. Group. Indentation. Vertical alignment. Spacing. Expand. Spacing. Lines. Line spacing. Pop up. 1. Content selected. Line. Spacing. Edit text.
So one line is what it's set to, but I'm going to change it.
1. 1.
2.
Delete 1. 2.
2. So now, if I VO right,
2, lock, spacing, stepper,
it reflects 2,
2, content selected, line, spacing, edit.
So it is now a double-spaced document. And if I go back to the body of the document, by getting out of the formatter and VO left,
out, 78, document, in document, layout area, page 1, in page, body, edit, select intro, new T, H, A, T.
And press VOT anywhere in the document.
Enter search
the,
text.
Oops. To hear the text.
Previous search. 12 point times New Roman. Black. Align natural.
12 point times New Roman. So that means my changes have taken effect. So now if I want to share my document, you can either share a document by sending it as an email attachment, a message, or AirDrop, or you can send a link to collaborate with others in real time. I've not used the links, but it is an option, or you can export it. So if you want to export it into Word format, for example, and put it on a flash drive or into somebody's Dropbox. So to export, I'm going to VOM.
Menu bar, Apple.
To File.
Hit File. File.
And press E for export.
Export to submenu.
In the submenu.
Export to submenu. PDF ellipsis. Word ellipsis.
Choose Word.
Word. In dialog. 4. Window. Untitled. Word. Selected. Tab. 206. Export your document.
So now it's selected Word, 2 of 6. So those are the options. So if you VL left.
PDF tab, 1 of 6.
PDF is the first. VL right.
Word.
Word.
Plain text.
Plain text.
RTF tab.
RTF.
EPUB.
EPUB.
Pages 09.
Pages 09.
Require password to open. Unchecked.
Require password to open. If you want that, you just check the box and specify a password.
Collapsed disclosure triangle. Advanced options button.
Advanced options if you want to specify options.
Help button. Cancel.
Help.
Next.
Cancel or next. But I don't want to export, so I'm going to press the escape key to get out of this.
Document.
And to share a document, say to send a copy as an email, I'm going to the share menu, pressing VO.
Menu bar.
And I found the easiest way to get to this is by using the left arrow.
Help. Window. Share.
Share. So the options are.
Share. Menu. Collaborate with others. Ellipsis.
Collaborate with others to send a link or.
Send a copy. Submenu.
Send a copy. So if I choose send a copy.
Send a copy. Submenu. Mail.
R. Mail.
Airdrop.
Airdrop.
Notes.
Notes.
Messages.
And messages.
Mail.
So if I choose mail.
Mail. In dialogue. 4. Window. Untitled. Pages. Selected. Tab. 1 of 6. Send via mail.
So you have a similar looking dialogue. Send via mail. Pages. If you're right.
PDF.
PDF.
Word. Tab.
Word. So I'm going to select that one. So, as the example. Word.
Plain text.
There's plain text.
RTF. Tab.
RTF.
EPUB.
EPUB.
Require password to open. Uncheck.
Require password to open. Same as last time. Check the box. Enter password. As a tip, do not include the password in the email because the purpose is to secure a document and thus you would not want the password in the email.
Collapsed.
If you want advanced options, if you want to change the format from .docx to .doc, you could do that.
Advanced
or
help button. Can't next. Default button.
If you select the next button, you are taken to your default email client. In my case, it's the Mail app, where a new message is created with the document attached. So you could just enter who the email is to, a subject if you want, and then just send it off. And there it goes. But I'm going to press the escape key because I don't want to share this document.
Document layout area.
And if you want to name the document, if you press Command W to close the window, you'll come up with the save dialog. Or you can go to the top of the window, to the toolbar.
Toolbar.
And via left.
Document actions, dimmed menu button.
Document actions, dimmed menu button. This is a little weird because VoiceOver reports this element as dimmed, but if you press VO space, as I'm going to now.
Press document actions, menu button, untitled.
It presses and I have a popover. So if I VO left.
Name, name.
Name.
Untitled.
Untitled. So I'm going to change that.
Selection deleted.
And type in the word testing.
T-E-S-T-I-N-G. Tags.
Tags, if you want to do that.
Tag editor.
VL right.
Where? Pages. iCloud. Pop-up button.
Pages, iCloud. I don't want to put it in the pages folder, so I'm going to press Command D to go to the desktop. And to verify that that registered, I'm going to press VL left.
Where?
VL right.
Desktop. iCloud.
Desktop.
Pop-up button.
If I press VL right again.
Locked. Unchecked. Checkbox.
The locked checkbox, which prevents the document from being changed. And if I VL right again.
Locked.
That is all that's in the popover. So I'm going to press escape.
Document layout area.
And now I'm back in the document layout area. And if I press VO F2.
Testing window. One window.
It reflects the change in the name of the window. So I'm press Command W.
Close.
And now I'm out of the document. So that's a basic demonstration of how to create documents, format them, and share them. Obviously, there's a lot of other things that I could demonstrate, but I hope this has given you a taste of what you can expect when you use Pages. I hope you've enjoyed it. Peace.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.